Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Farmers Podcast, coming to you this week from down at Malala. I'm here again with my offsider, Andrew. How are you going today, Parks?
G'day, Noel. Yeah, no, I've done a little bit today, which is a bit of a change for me.
Sun actually came out a little bit today, didn't it?
So, yeah, but I went up near your place and I still got wet, so...
What are you doing up there?
I was cutting up some timber. There was a tree decided to blow into my paddock, so...
Yep.
It's going to block up the header.
Yes, it probably would have
gum nuts.
Up the front there.
Yes. Don't want gum nuts in my sample. So, yeah, that was what we did there. And thanks very much again to our sponsors, Eatley Barbecues, Elders Rural Services, and a cast of thousands.
Yes, thank you all very much for supporting us this far. Andrew, you want to introduce our guest, or shall I introduce our guest?
I think you can introduce our guest.
I'll introduce our guest. This week we're having a chat with, what's the expression that you use? Jack of all trades, master of, several as well, but not all, Neil Bowden from Malala. Neil is a real estate agent at the moment, but he's got quite a list of prior things that he's done, and including, hurting himself several times, which I look forward to hearing a little bit about. But
G'day, Neil. G'day, Neil. How are you? Good, and thanks, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to have a chat with you this evening.
Now, I've been told I'm going to refer to you as Blue.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Is that because you used to have red hair? I see it's white hair.
I did, yeah. As a little tacker, bright red hair, freckles as big as 20-cent pieces. My nickname back then was Bobo's. There was a clown on TV, Bobo the Clown.
That'd be politically incorrect these days.
That's right, yes. So, but anyway, thanks for the opportunity, guys.
No worries. Look forward to having a chat.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Blue? Where'd you grow up?
Yeah, Kadena's my hometown. I was born at Kadena and spent the first 18 years growing up on the family farm, which was just on the edge of the township there at Kadena. And then when Mum and Dad sold the farm, another couple of years just down the road before being transferred in my employment. But, yeah, it was great memories of growing up on the farm. It was a great way of growing up.
Family, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, one brother, Bevan, lives at Prospect. Jen lives at Yarrawonga. Sister Denise at Kadena, and Valerie at Clare.
Where's Yarrawonga?
Yeah, Victoria.
Lingalonga at Yarrawonga.
Beautiful spot.
That's a really catchy saying, one for a town, isn't it?
Yeah, but beautiful spot.
So you did most of your schooling at Kadena?
Yeah, primary school through to high school. Did completed year 12. I must admit year 12 was more of a social year than perhaps academic year. And I think the results showed that when the matriculation certificates come out. But, and then from there I went on to Marlston Technical College for 9 months. And
that was wool school.
So I did I started off wool classing.
Yes.
Unfortunately, things didn't. Well, I had to wait for a shed, and I suppose the opportunity come to work with elders at that stage. So I got a more permanent job, and but it was a very interesting time.
Cash for comment, elders. You've got another mention in our podcast.
Yeah, that's right. They're a sponsor. Thanks, elders.
Exactly right. They're going to have to top up some more cash soon, though. Keep this form up.
We're running out. Yeah. So what's your earliest memory from childhood?
Look, the one that probably sticks in my mind, and I was only 3 years old, it was back in 1960, and there was a big fire came through the top of York Peninsula. And I can remember Dad put my mum and my brothers and sisters and my grandma out in the middle of the front paddock, which was a fallow paddock, and Grandpa and Dad were up at the house with the hose, hosing down, and I still vividly remember that
day. It would have been absolutely, for a three-year-old, it would have been something you would remember, I would have thought.
Yeah, it was something to...
Did they save the house? Or?
We the only thing we lost, we had a beautiful old draft horse that Grandpa used to put in the dray and take us around the farm, and he disappeared, and we never heard or knew where he ended up. Strange, but yeah. So we were lucky. We didn't suffer any damage. But that was, you know, and I've got a lot of great childhood memories. But that one really sort of sticks in there. Stands out. Sticks in your mind.
What about a happy one? Got a happy childhood memory?
Oh, lots of happy childhood memories. I was probably more sort of getting up into your I was sort of a bit older, but, you know, with all your mates.
Keep it PG.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we, you know, we, being on the edge of the town, they could, on a Saturday afternoon, nothing to have three or four mates would come out. You'd have your slug guns, you'd go shoot and pigeons or whatever. And one afternoon it was pretty wet. And Dad said, oh, do you reckon you just hop on the tractor and go and bring the cows in for me? I said, yeah, all right. So I put the 6x4 trailer on behind the tractor. I said to the guys, hop in the trailer. So they hopped in the trailer and I lined up every wet bit of cow shit I could and I was zigging and zagging and I had it in road gear. I was going too fast. They couldn't hop out. And I was just spraying them. Beautiful. But, so, yeah. But,
nice.
But, and then there's another one I remember getting up on the roof of the implement shed was they were it was crop spraying, and I think it was an old tiger moth or something they used back in those days, and we were only little kids, and my neighbour's lad and I were up on the roof, and this plane's zooming around us, and yeah, it was,
Oh, it would have been DDT or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah, but no, yeah. We survived it, but they were good days, really were.
What about working while you're at school? Just home on the farm, or did you have some?
Yeah, home on the farm. I sort of loved the farm life. There was always we had mixed farms, so and milking the cows and that sort of thing. But a couple of after school activities. One year, a guy out at Alford was looking for someone to cart his hay. So there was four of us. We'd get in the car and go out there, and we carted his hay and stacked it for him. Was a good one. And another one, one of our old neighbours down the back. He had about 120 sheep. And Pete Hoare, my best mate, he wagged school and went to a shearing school and learnt to shear. Anyway, he wanted his sheep shorn. So Pete and I said, yeah, righto, we'll do that. So after ours, we took to the handpiece and did a bit of shearing. And and also I used to do a bit of work in the holidays. There was a straw factory just down the road. I just Stramit Straw. They used to do the straw board ceilings.
Oh, yeah.
And my uncle was the manager there. So I used to do, you know, a bit of work down there.
Okay.
Probably the worst part about it was I couldn't work in the factory because of the spray, the chemicals they use for fire retardant on the straw.
Yep.
So I had to work out in the paddock and carting the straw. So it was middle of summer, nice and hot.
Yep.
And straw was pretty light, so you'd be throwing it up north wind, it'd be coming back at you, and then you'd be fighting snakes. It was a good experience, and then one of the school teachers, her husband had a garage, so they wanted someone to do a bit of work in there for a couple of holidays, so a bit of everything,
jack of all trades,
master of none.
What about first real job?
First real job, I suppose. Well, when I left school, I did sort of work full time at the straw factory there for a little while. But yeah, first real job was with Elders in March '77. I started work with Elders, and I worked with them through to 1984. In that time, I started Elders Cadena, went from Snowtown to Riverton, Riverton to Maitland, then Maitland to Gawler. In 84, I was up for another transfer again, and I'd already bought a house in Gawler and wasn't real keen on moving. Brendan Howard from Dalgetty's offered me a job in Dalgetty. I moved over to – I jumped ship and worked for them for a couple of years. I suppose after that – I then went into real estate. I didn't have any intentions of going into real estate, but I was at work one day and Trevor Wheaton was a a friend of mine, we'd bought a couple of houses off of Trevor in Gawler, and he worked for Gaitchens, and he rang me and he said, have you ever thought of working in real estate? And I said, no, I haven't. And anyway, he said, well, there's a job going at Gaitchens. I said, well, I'm not licensed. He said, well, you obviously have to do your real estate license. So, yeah, as it turned out, I took that job. So I had to resign, and it was 6 weeks full time in Adelaide to do my real estate license. So then, yeah, so I started. That's when I started in real estate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a pretty interesting journey. I mean, that's 35 years ago now. So we didn't have photocopiers or that sort of thing then. It was all.
Were you an auctioneer?
I was. Yeah. That. I suppose. That's when I'll go back a step. When I worked at Dalgetty's, I always wanted to have a go at being an auctioneer, and with the poultry market there at Gawler and the sundry sales was a good opportunity. Anyway, I said to Bill Roosh one day, I said, I really want to have a go at this. He said, righto, away you go. Well, I stepped up there and I just froze. I just made an absolute fool of myself, and anyway, I thought, I'm not going to be beat. And a few weeks later, Bill was selling, and his voice went, and he said, "Neil, he said you're gonna have to have a go." And for some reason, it just twigged. And auctioneering is a confidence thing. You do have to be really confident, and it just I just nailed it. Yep. And then, luckily, we had a sundry sale the next day, and so. To keep that confidence going, I sort of jumped into it again the next day and sort of went on from there. So I must admit, those sales were a real good grounding for auctioneering, because you had plenty of practice to do it.
Big booming voice.
Yeah, I've lost it now, but yeah.
What would be the strangest thing you've auctioned off? Anything that stands out?
Nothing that stands out. I mean, you could write a book on the poultry markets at Gawler, you know, the things that have gone on. I remember there one day, and it was in the Coles car park, and the guy came to drop his poultry off, and he had a dead horse in the trailer. People were going and doing their shopping, and this dead horse lying in the trailer. But you know, some of the things that have happened there. I mean. Two elderly gentlemen had an argument over a bale of hay, so one's grabbed the knife and give him one.
Oh.
Yeah, stabbed him, yeah. Just over a bale of hay.
Must have been good, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But,
Export quality.
First car.
First car.
You got your job. Oh, I always thought maybe first horse.
Horse, no.
Well, it was a draft horse. We had the lost in the fire. Horse. Yeah.
My first car was a Morris 1100.
Okay.
Used to drive into the servo, fill her up with oil and check the petrol. Yeah. It just used to leave a trail of smoke. But yeah,
okay. You take that to the drive-in? There used to be a drive-in up there,
drive-in, yeah, drive-in, yeah. Yeah, but we and the sad thing was Dad bought it and he said, righto, the next day he said, righto, off you go to school. So I drove the car to school, and after school I was driving up the main street of Kadena, and the car stopped in front of me waiting for a car to back out so I could take its park. So I'm stopped there, and there was another lad that I went to school with. He's come flying up the street, and he's being an idiot, not looking where he's going, and he's cleaned me up. My poor little Morris, the first half had it, and he's tailgated. But yeah, he's cleaned me up. So
that's Kadena's fault. Terrible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, terrible parking. And, yeah, it is. Yeah, but I used to leave the keys in it when I go to school, and you know, the kids would borrow it. You'd go out in the car and be there, and then you'd come back and the car's there. And
Did you play any sport?
Yeah, football was probably my passion. Yeah, I sort of played all my junior football at Kadena. Went through to senior footy there. Played in a couple of pretty controversial grand finals, which I got into a bit of strife. 77 grand final. In 77, they allowed Rick Davies to come back and play for Port Victoria in the preliminary final and the grand final, because Sturt didn't make the finals. So Rick came back and played for Port Victoria. In the preliminary final, I think he kicked 12 goals. I mean, he just stood at full forward, marked the ball, bang, bang. And anyway, so we had to line up against them in the grand final. And anyway, no one said anything, and a lot of family members reckoned that I was put up to it. But anyway, early in the game, well, I thought if we could get rid of him, we're in with a chance.
Absolutely. Yep.
And anyway, early in the game, he fell over in front of me, and I let him have it. But I didn't get him good enough.
Bugger.
I lost the fights and I lost the footy. I was lucky I didn't get reported. When I looked up, the umpire came running. I thought, oh, well, I'm done here.
Yep.
But I got off. I didn't get reported. And then later in the game, Peter Schultz, I don't know if you know Peter from Sandylands, great bloke.
Yeah.
Anyway, he beat the living crap out of me. And then in the last quarter, I got poor old Gavin Twelfthree right on the end of the chin, and I broke his jaw. It was an accident, but anyway, that was fine, and we'd lost, had a heavy weekend, and on the Monday morning I went to work, and the area manager said, I want to see you in my office.
That can never be good.
No, so I went in there. Oh,
a state supporter?
Yeah. Well, Elders supporter. I mean, Davies were big Elders clients. He let loose. He said, that's the most disgraceful thing I've seen on a football field. You're never going to play football in the York Valley again. You're being transferred. Just like that. So within 2 weeks, I was transferred to Snowtown. So he said, you've got to play football at Snowtown. I said, yeah, that's all right. So I signed up for Snowtown. And I had a pretty good year. I was the leading goal kicker in the association, and I got pipped on the post at the last vote of the night for the male medal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, one vote to go, and the final call was shoot Norton from Port Broughton, 3 votes.
Shoot Norton from Port Broughton.
So then from Snowdown, I went to Riverton and only had a short stint there. And then the area manager rang and said, oh, we're transferring you to Maitland.
Back in the hostile territory here.
So anyway, that must have been perhaps on the Wednesday night. On the Thursday, I was at Gladstone at a market, and Phil Davies was there. And we got talking. I said, oh, I'm coming over your way to work. He said, what? I said, yeah, I'm coming to Maitland to work. And anyway, on the Friday morning when I got to work at Riverton, I went there, and there was Evan Davies, Stan Davies, Peter Glacken and Wayne Davies sitting in the car out the front of the office. And they said, oh, can we have a quick chat? I said, oh, yeah. Anyway, in the meantime, they'd put this little package together for me for free board, meals, the whole, you know, it was.
Okay.
To go and play at Port Vic. This sounds good. So, yeah, I thought I'll be in there.
Yeah.
You got to the enemy.
Well, it was the enemy. So, anyway, the area manager, he got wind of it. So, he's rang me, said, Neil, he said, you will play football for Maitland. If you don't, he said, I'll send you to Alice Springs and you won't have any choice. And he said, well, you're employed to work for Elders, not play football. I said, you're right, eh? So anyway, I rang the guys at Port Vic and told them. So I moved to Maitland, moved in with one of the other salespeople there, and a couple of weeks after I moved in, and Maitland hadn't come around to sign me up, the area manager got transferred.
So straight to
Port Vic I went. And so, much to my boss's disgust, dear old Laurie Poole, God bless him, a great bloke, but then it comes to grand final, and who do we got to play in the grand final? We got to play Maitland.
Yep.
The siren went, we'd lost by a point. They were going absolutely gangbusters. They made an announcement. They said, nah, sorry, it's a draw. We're going to replay it. And then they made a third announcement. We'd won by a point. So there was basically three people. So we ended up, we won the grand final by a point.
Was Rick playing? Where was Rick playing then?
No, he was back at Sturt then. He didn't play.
So when did he finish up at Sturt?
Oh, he went after Sturt. He went to Hawthorn.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So he went on to the VFL. But
he could have finished his career at Port Vic, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But So it was just an absolute, and of course, come Mad Monday, and I wasn't allowed to have time off work. I had to work.
Sour grapes.
Yeah, a bit of sour grapes, but yeah, love my footy. And yeah, I regret. That's one of my regrets in life, that I probably stopped playing too soon. But that's life. But yeah, so yeah, played a bit of tennis. I enjoyed tennis. Maria wouldn't. She refused to go and watch me after a couple of games.
Bit of a temper.
I did happen to pick the ball up and belt it and hit the guy right in the middle of the back one day. I said, "I'm sorry, mate." And cricket, I got an average of 36 in cricket.
Okay.
Yeah, played one game of B grade for Paskerville, 36 not out.
Oh.
ran four of my teammates out. I just hit the ball and run.
Hence only ever playing one game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Never get asked back. But yeah, you're a golfer. You're a keen golfer.
Yeah, I love my golf. Although last...
You're still playing? Still playing?
Yeah, trying. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
At Two Wells.
Yep.
Yeah. After last Saturday, I was coming up the 18th. I said to the guys, golf clubs are going on eBay. And what did I do?
You birdied it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I had a shocker of a day, but now I've gone out and ordered some new grips for my clubs. I think I'll be out there.
It was
next
probably
week.
The grips.
Makes
you feel better.
Yeah, love playing golf, but yeah.
What's your handicap?
17 at the moment. Oh,
same as mine.
Yeah.
You're a hasher.
Yeah. So, it's
a nice good. Walk.
Yeah.
It's a nice walk, though.
So do you play at Owen Parks?
Yeah. Mark Twain said that golf is a good walk spoiled.
But it's very wise,
mate. I don't mind my golf.
Yeah. I've only played Owen once, and I quite enjoyed the little course there. Mm.
Yeah, I played Wakefield.
Yeah.
The dwell cap for the Drop Bears. Not Wakefield, sorry, Two Wells.
Two Wells, yeah.
Owen's looking beautiful at the moment. Drove past there today.
Yeah, no, it does. I'm sure Two Wells will be looking pretty good too at the minute.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's amazing. It's they've really sort of worked on the course and spread a lot of chicken manure and got it going. Some of the fairways, even in winter time, would be quite bare, but now they're just lush. They're fantastic.
Awesome time to go back for a bash.
Yeah.
We should get into the fun question side of things.
Pause. Where did you meet? How did you meet Maria?
How did I meet Maria?
Yeah. Sound of Music. No.
No. Obviously, a real estate agent. Yeah, right. So yeah, I sold Maria's house for him, and that's how I met Maria. Yeah,
that's probably 20 years ago now.
Yep. Oh, we've got it'll be a bit longer than that. We've had our Hage 27. Be 25 years ago. We've just had our 20th wedding anniversary. So okay. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, we've got 7 children between us and 12 beautiful grandkids. So yeah.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, some of them are Noles.
Yes.
They are the beautiful ones, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
When you were back on the farm, what was one of the funniest things you ever saw happen on your own farm or one of your neighbours' farms?
One of the funniest things I saw, it was my dear old dad, and he used to have the old Woodroof's drink bottle with that screw top thing on it. And he'd always have a drink of water. Anyway, he must have put the top back on it, and it was seeding time, and he'd filled the combine up. Anyway, he's picked the bottle up and had a swig, and something's hit him on the tongue, and he's brought it down, and there was a drowned mouse in the bottle. It's hit Dad on the tongue, and he's pulled the bottle out. He's looked, and of course you can imagine what happened. And I just lost it. I couldn't. The poor old fella. He was
Go on.
Biggest mistake made by you or somebody else in any other situation that you might have come across.
Well, I suppose the one it was probably a stupidity, as much as a mistake, but. On a houseboat and a whole group of us. And as you do, you've got to make sure you don't dehydrate and you've got to drink plenty.
Yeah.
I have been.
Safety and first.
Hydration's important.
Yeah, that's right. And it was quite early in the morning and I had denim jeans and a windcheater on, so I was quite well clothed, and I thought I'd get outside the front guardrail of the houseboat, which I did, and I slipped, and I couldn't hang on, and the houseboat ran over me. Oh, shit. And it had twin outboard motors. I don't know how it missed me.
Yep.
But by the time they turned that houseboat around and got back to me, I was stuffed. They dragged me up on the deck. I just threw up water everywhere. I was spent. It was the longest bloody time of my life.
I can relate to that. I've got a similar story. I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah.
But
I don't know whether it was an error or stupidity, but yeah.
Just an error in judgment.
Error
in judgment. Sort of leads into the next point that you've got a reputation for being a little bit accident prone.
Yeah.
Do you care to defend that, or are you freely admit that?
No, I'd agree to that.
How many stitches have you had because of accidents?
Oh, I don't know. Probably lost count of the stitches, but it's probably a bit of stupidity and just a bit bull at a gate type deals. I mean, I remember I was talking to Maria about it, and when we were down at Dawkins Road there, I had the electric hedge trimmer out.
Oh.
Maria said, "You be careful, watch that cord." Yeah, right. I just written that thing bang straight through the cord.
Just checking out to make sure the safety switches work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And another thing I didn't realise, we was doing some renovations at Two Worlds there one day, and the phone cord came out of the wall. So I thought I'd just strip the phone wire a bit. So I bit it. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was going through the phone line, and it's given me one hell of a whack.
I wouldn't have really thought about that. I suppose it's quite obvious now that you mention it, but and it'd only be a low current, I guess. But it's like you only need 9-volt battery on your tongue. Yeah, and they give you a hell of a boot. Like you didn't blow your teeth out of your head.
I
stuck my finger in the light socket. That hurt too.
I didn't manage
to fall off the ladder, so that was good.
Stood on a bare power cord, an extension cord, and that made me skip. putting one in your gob.
Another day, I was at a place one day and I was looking for a survey peg in the wet grass, and there was a electric fence above me, and when I stood up, got me on the solar panel. That gave me a bit of headache too.
That's why you got white hair.
It's a wonder I haven't got curly hair.
It's amazing you've got any hair.
But ladders, I mean, the other day, I don't know what I was doing out there with the ladder, and all of a sudden I was laying on the ground. I just fell off the ladder. too casual, I suppose.
Yeah.
You need ladders. Take them away.
Yeah, take ladders away.
Don't stand on a chair.
Yeah.
Don't bite a telephone cord.
Then we won't have any more good stories from Blue if he cuts all that out. That's funny.
What's your obviously you don't work all the time. What's your favourite holiday destination?
Look, I love going bush.
I've only camping.
Done, yeah, yeah. I've only done it a couple of times. We've been to Ayers Rock, Alice Springs, out to Dalhousie Springs and back, and then we did a trip to Birdsville, up to Mount Isa, back to Longreach, Cameron's Corner, back to Broken Hill around. That was a great trip. I just love getting out in the open and,
Caravan or?
Camper trailers.
Camper trailers.
So, I mean, we did go to Busselton in Western Australia 3 or 4 years ago. That was a beautiful spot. My daughter and her partner were managing the big tourist resort over there. Very spectacular. But if you're looking for spectacular Innes National Park on the York Peninsula, I reckon you've got to go a long way to find somewhere better than that, really. But I just love the bush and, pulling up and setting the fire going and getting a few beers and, sitting back.
Had 15 minutes of fame while you were on holidays down at West Beach. at one point, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was on television with
Eddie.
Today
Show,
Sunrise with Eddie and Buzz from Victoria. When we go to West Beach, we have a big bocce tournament every year. It's the Victorians versus the South Australians.
Of course, it is.
Yeah, and there's plenty of bullshit goes on, but it's a good laugh. And so Sunrise was doing the weather from there one morning. So was lucky enough to be interviewed by Ed Wiener, and
Amos, what's the score at the moment? South Aussies versus
We're still well ahead. Yeah, we lost this year. We didn't have a good game this year, but we're still well ahead. So
good.
Yeah,
keep punching, bloke.
Yeah, we'll keep punching, keep kicking there.
We don't mind our Mexicans, but we don't like them that much either. So
you've got
the good work, mate.
Yeah.
Any advice for your younger self if you could go back and?
I don't know. I reckon I've had a pretty good life. I enjoyed it. I suppose my one regret is not playing footy for longer. But
yep.
Yeah. But I'm happy with the
maybe tell yourself take 10 more seconds to do that job.
Just take the foot off the accelerator a tad. The view that you're only as young as what you think you are. And, you know, I suppose I'm 63, but I don't look at myself as being 63.
And you don't look 63.
Oh, thanks, Noel. Thanks, but I wouldn't
have picked him for 60.
Yeah. So
five.
Well, I'm 56. I'm thinking.
No, you do have a bit of work to do, Parks.
Yeah. but in general, it's been good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, that's excellent.
Mm. We'll wrap her up there.
Yep. Thanks very much, Blue.
No worries. It's been a pleasure and great to talk to you guys.
It's been very, good fun. Yeah. Very interesting
journey down memory lane. And thanks again to our sponsors, Heatley Barbecues and
Elders.
Elders and who else have we got there?
Oh, Thomas.
Valley Tech. Thomas Lawson, who writes this cracking bit of music.
Alano's.
Alano Waters. Vic Off Road.
Did that stuff arrive?
Yes, it has. All we need to do now is get a bit motivated and start working on the caravan, the Have-A-Chatter-Van.
Get that name right. No, thanks, Blue. I learned a little bit about you, and I've known you for over 20 years. So thanks very much for having a chat, mate.
Good. Outstanding. Thank you.
Thank you.